Audio Boogie number 43. Yeah, another audio book from me in English, because it's about the mandolin, and nobody's gonna listen to mandolin music in Germany, and nobody's interested in the mandolin, and so I decided to do it in English, because some of my American friends and maybe some in England are enjoying mandolin music. Even the mandolin is quite popular in pop music. Loads of songs from the Rolling Stones and R.E.M. and Tom Petty and others have a mandolin on it, but nobody knows. As far as I remember, Ray Cooder played mandolin on the Sticky Fingers album of the Rolling Stones, and I heard the story that Keith Richards was stealing his open G tuning on the guitar since then. Okay, back to the mandolin. I've got a very cheap one from Johnson, and it's a F-style mandolin. It looks beautiful. I always wanted to have one. I bought mine, I think, 6 or 7 years ago, and yeah, was never really able to play the mandolin. I played mandolin on one record in 2001 when I recorded it with Cliff Barnes and the Fear of Winning. And the producer said, the mandolin is still on the track, but I can't hear it. And I think it's very good that you can't hear the mandolin on that track, because the very same day we recorded the song with mandolin, I had to Google how to tune a mandolin, because I didn't even know how to tune it, and I bought a very cheap one from eBay, and yeah, I had it for 3 days before we recorded, and I didn't know how to play it, I didn't know how to tune it, so the very same day I Googled how to tune a mandolin. Later on I bought the F-style mandolin, and even I know how to tune it, I can't play it, because it's tuned like a violin. From the view of a guitar player, it's tuned upside down. If you have a guitar, you have from the bottom to the top string, you have E, A, D, and G, and the mandolin is tuned the other way around. It's G, D, A, and E. So you have to play like you're constantly looking into a mirror. Okay, nevertheless, yesterday I had the idea to change the strings, which is a good idea after 7 years, because the strings were really rotten. And I had the idea to turn them upside down. So start with the highest string with E, A, D, and G. So I have the bass strings, the fourth string is the bass string, and the first string is a very thin O10 string. And so it was much easier to play, but it sounded horrible. And in the morning I had the idea, okay, I have to bring back the strings in the right order, and try a different tuning. And I ended up with a tuning which may sound a little bit strange, but it works perfect for me. Now I tuned it from the low to the high strings. I tuned it F sharp, B, E, and A. And if you play a G chord, third position on the low string, second on the next string, and leave the other strings open, you have an A chord. That's fine. So I recorded a little file with acoustic guitar and a mandolin with the iPhone 4-track app. And if you want, you can name the tune. It's a punk rock and roll classic tune. And I give you a little hint, it was written in 1959 and became a hit first in, I think it was 1965, first time it became a hit, and it became a really big hit in 1979 again, covered by a legendary England punk band. So, have fun, here's the tune, and I say bye-bye, here next time.